looked like we struggled at times to handle the inside guys, specifically Sue. But, you know, we had a little momentum going there for us. We didn't capitalize on that third drive. Then we ended up missing the field goal. And then after that, you know, a lot of it was trying to get the quarterback away from them. That's where we ran a lot of nakeds and bootlegs to try to get the quarterback out of the pocket and try to stay away from that rush.
What happened on the missed field goal? It seemed like it was a low snap.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I mean, I have to see the tape to see specifically what, but it looked like it was a low snap.
What about the touchdown, the interception that Sanchez threw? What should he do there?
We had a couple other guys. We were hoping he would just, you know, you take a peek if you don't have it because they're in coverage. It looked to me like Brent was open underneath, just dump it down and, you know, play the next snap. We're going to get a positive yardage. We're already in field goal range. That would have put us up. But, you know, you obviously want to try to score a touchdown because there's time left in the game. But, you know, I haven't talked to Mark specifically about that play, but we had some other options for him underneath.
Do you have an update on Sam's condition?
I don't have any updates. I know he had a concussion. That's all I've been told, but I don't meet with the trainers until after this. So I think him and Ryan both had concussions, but I don't have anything else besides that. So.
The touchdown, he got called back the second time this year. It's happened with the penalty. Why do these things?
I don't know what the first one you're referring to, but I know on this one we weren't set up. We weren't set in the formation. We didn't get lined up as fast in terms of snapping the football. And, that's what I think is the game. We didn't play smart. You know, we had too many penalties that I think negated big gains for us. A lot of them, I think there's only seven on the – when you look at the play the game sheet, but there was a lot of them that were offsetting, you know, so we obviously had more than that, but we had way too many penalties on the offensive side of the ball to be productive.
Why couldn't you run the ball against a lot of defense that came in ranked second to last?
You know, I think it looked like we weren't doing a good job handling those guys in the middle.
Chip, it looked like Mark and DeMarco had got twisted or tied up together on a few handles.
Yeah.
Kind of tiny thing there?
No, I mean, obviously, when Mark practices during the week, he's only going to get X amount of reps because you obviously get your starter ready. So, but those are things that those aren't excuses. We need to be able to execute when one guy goes down. So.
There are two occasions where it looked like Miles Austin wasn't ready for the ball to come to him. Are they taught to look at a certain point in their route, or does
yeah, they are. On the one of them was a shallow cross and should have been looking for the football. I don't know. I can't remember the other one, but I know on that one he should have been looking for it. The other one I think you're talking about was Sam, where. With Sam is he was uncovered, but he was just going to block his guy. It was a run play. Sam tried to pull up because the defense wasn't set and tried to throw one to him. So they just weren't on the same page. We had a run play called. I think Sam just saw no one covering Miles and tried to throw it to him, but Miles was doing what he was supposed to do. Miles is going to block the near high safety. So
how do you think Sam performed before the injury?
I think he was up and down. I think the rush got to us a little bit, but I think the whole offense was like that.
What did you see on the block punt?
Looked like another snap issue. And then it looked like they got Maragos, the linebacker on Maragos, that came in real quick. And I didn't think Chris could anchor well enough. So looked like that was the guy who got his hand on the ball, number 47, I think, or 42.
How close was Jason Peters to going?
He wasn't. So I don't put a percentage. He wasn't going. So
it's just going to be an issue that's going to keep him out beyond just
not that I know. So I don't know.
You talked a lot about giving or attending what the defense gives you. Was this just coming down to a question of Miami not giving you guys as much as what Dallas gave you last week?
No, I think, we moved the ball. I think we hurt ourselves, and that's what I told our guys. I mean, we ran 80-something plays, and but we stalled. And I think a lot of it has to do, I think the penalties kind of put us behind the count. We got an opportunity, we're moving the football, and then obviously, a couple of those penalties were just real big drive killers for us, and those are on us, whether it be a hold inside or hold on the edge. We didn't do a good job, I think, in terms of putting ourselves in situations where we can be successful. We knew we could move the football, and we did. You run that many plays and have that many yards, but we didn't come away with enough points, and that's on us.
It looked like Mark ran the offense appreciably faster than Sam did. Was there any adjustment for the offense in that regard?
No, I didn't see it that way.
Are you confident with the offense over to Mark Sanchez?
Yeah, I'm confident in Mark.
You guys had some nice momentum going into the season, building towards it anyway. Mm-hmm. 3 out of 4, whatever.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a setback, but can you judge how big a one? Because this is obviously a disappointing at home.
No, and we say it all the time. I think everybody wanted to make last week's game the turning point or whatever, and that's what you better come to play every single week in this league, and that's what it's all about. You flush whether you won or lost on when you get back to work on Monday and get ready to go play who your next opponent is, because they're going to become gunning for you, and you pick your head up at the end of the season and see if you won enough games to get into the playoffs, and that's always been the way we'll approach it and always will be the way we approach it.
Are the special teams mistakes are they too much at this point?
Anytime you have a block, we can't have that. You know, those are momentum changing plays in a game, and it's our second block punt of the year. We got to get that straightened out because we're not going to win when we're doing things like that. You know, you had a block punt for a touchdown, we missed a field goal, and way too many penalties on the offensive side of the ball for us to be successful.
So the quick slant, they seem to be really hitting the quick slant a lot today. Was that just...
They were running a little rub route when we were in man coverage, so they're picking off the guy that's coming back underneath. And so, we got to make some adjustments in terms of when we're in press and they're trying to pick you, we got to try to play over the top of the pick or maybe try to run some in-and-out combinations. We ran an in-and-out combination on the goal line, and Malcolm broke it up. They did the same thing on the goal line, and that was the big break that Malcolm had. We switched off those two receivers, so... But those other ones are pick plays that we got to get through the pick, or we got to try to switch it off.
This time, is Sam's getting hit on pressure? I mean, him on the quarterback, does he have to kind of get rid of the ball?
I'd have to look in terms of which ones you're specifically talking about. So
what I'm talking about is the one where he fumbled it.
Got beat pretty quick, so I think he didn't get a chance to really get to the top of his drop on that one. So
you mentioned the concussion. Did they say anything to you?
No. They didn't say anything else. They just said he had a concussion and he was out. So.
On their go-ahead touchdown, the jump ball, I mean, is that just bad luck? What did you see there?
No, it's not good luck. The way it is. I mean, I think Malcolm was in coverage and had his back to it. I don't think Malcolm even knew. I can't fault him. I don't think Malcolm even knew the ball was tipped. You know, he's trying to play coverage. And when you're down in the red zone, you're trying to play underneath receivers and not on top of them. Because if you're on top of them and they catch the ball, they're already in the end zone. You want to try to stay underneath them. So the ball's thrown over. And I thought originally he was in good coverage. It was a great play by Connor Barwin. I've never been a part of a play like that. So.
What happened when Kelsey snapped that one over Sam's head?
It was high. I don't know what happened. I didn't get specifically with Jason in terms of what happened, but it was high. Some of the snaps were errant today, and we got to clean that up because it affects the timing of the offense.
Why were your tight ends so productive today?
We just thought those matchups for us were something we felt like going into the game. You know, we run the ball a lot with Brent when Brent's in there, so obviously we felt like in play action pass we could exploit some things there, and I thought Brent did a really nice job with it. They made some adjustments, played a little bit more man coverage and zone coverage to kind of take some of that stuff away, but we felt like those matchups in the inside with their linebackers and safeties were, you know, to our advantage with our tight ends. So
2 weeks in a row you've had, at the end of the first half, kind of go either way, whether you decide to move the ball or not. What determines whether you're going to try to do that? Why?
Depends on where you are on the field, how many timeouts the other team has. You know, if you go 3 quick plays and are off the field, then you're turning the ball back over to them and they have an opportunity to go down and score.
You felt there was enough time today?
Excuse me?
You felt there was enough time to get 3 today?
The last time we got it? Yeah, we just thought if we could take a shot and get it to midfield and take another shot, and, you know, we'd have an opportunity to kick a field goal.
Knowing Mark, the Sanchez's interception, wasn't it a lot like what he did last year in those situations?
I'm not thinking about last year. I'm just thinking about today, and it hurt us. And we'll work around it and get with him in film and figure out what's going on.
Might be getting into things.